The New York State Department of Health released a report last August that said the Safe Staffing for Quality Care Act was not a good idea. The department says mandating nursing home residents get at least 4.8 hours of care each day isn't feasible because of a workforce shortage of nurses. Even if there were enough nurses, the department says it would be too expensive to hire them, costing nursing homes as much as $2 billion. During Thursday's legislative budget hearing, the commissioner of the Department of Health, Dr. Howard Zucker, was asked again about the safe staffing bill.
I support the need that we have to have more staff. I think that a specific ratio, I don't think that that's the way to go. But the need to increase the amount of people going into this field and the professional growth and development that needs to take place.
Assemblymember Monica Wallace disagrees. Wallace, a Cheektowaga Democrat, notes the recent Attorney General report found that New York nursing homes with low staffing ratings had more COVID deaths than nursing homes with high staffing ratings.
So, you know, given that data, I think we have to take very seriously the need to make sure that we address that issue.
But Wallace agrees the bill will have to be a negotiation between lawmakers, the health department, and ultimately the nursing homes themselves.
You know, that's part of the negotiation process and figuring out exactly what the concerns are. But I am encouraged that at this point, you know, there is a lot of spotlight on the need to do something about the patient ratios. And I'm sure we can do something that still provides some flexibility. But, you know, for the most part, I do think it's pretty clear that what has been in existence isn't working, and we can do better for the people in these facilities and their loved ones.
Wallace says she does expect safe staffing, as well as other reforms, to possibly pass this legislative session. The Senate version of the bill is currently before the Health Committee, while the Assembly version was recently sent to the Ways and Means Committee. Tom Dinke, WBFO News.